Welcome to Leander's number one podcast show, Out of Leander. It's the Whiskey and Whiskers podcast show. I'm your host, Gator.
Whiskey Wizard Matt.
And Blake. Good job, Dean.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
What voice is that?
I don't know.
That's like
Wilford Brimley or something.
It's like half Whataburger guy and
diabetes,
and half like Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Did you get an email? Was that breaking news? Breaking news. Pornhub got banned in Texas.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the Pornhub controversy. Okay, so I guess the it's passed by the House. Is that right?
God,
dude. And it's still got to go to the Senate. And then Biden.
No, it's just in Texas, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Two different things. So Pornhub, something happened in Texas. They said you have to log in, right?
You got to take a picture of your dick.
You have to have it to Pornhub. You have to use your ID to create an account or something.
Yeah, and there's nothing more unique than a dick.
You must make porn to get porn. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's kind of a fair trade,
right?
Yeah, you're like, what if my dick's already on this website to have to still verify myself? That's me. That dude?
Yeah, this should be perfect, dude.
Take that to court. You're fighting like Ken Paxton over that shit. You're like, dude, I'll show you right now, bro. It's me. I'm him.
Got 700 followers, bro, on Pornhub. What's up?
Yeah, verified.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Pornhub.
Yeah.
It is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is Pornhub like social media for porn?
Have you ever read the comment section? The comment section is genius, bro.
Why is that?
Just read Pornhub comments one time. It's funny.
Okay.
They're like in Spanish and stuff. You gotta hit C translation.
There's a whole subreddit that's Pornhub comments and it's hilarious.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Is it a subreddit?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I don't really frequent Pornhub all that much.
Because you have to verify your age.
Ever.
You don't want to upload
your ID. Well, we can't do that in Texas anymore. We can't troll the Pornhub comments anymore.
Do they block it on Reddit too now?
Yeah, now you just go to Reddit.
For Pornhub?
I don't understand. Like, so why Pornhub and not other websites? Or is it all websites?
I think it's just Pornhub. I think because Pornhub's like YouTube for porn.
Hmm. What's the goal?
I don't know.
I'm confused as to why Pornhub got singled out.
I think it's just most popular and well-known one.
Well, that's whack. I mean,
well, Pornhub got whack when they had to take all those videos off. Remember when they lost like 50% of their library?
No.
Okay.
Well, they lost a lot of their library. You couldn't find any of the videos that you really wanted to search for anymore because it like violated copyright laws and stuff.
Oh.
Oh, because it had like music in the background or something?
No, just because people would rip it off and it'd be like some random dude getting a lot of views.
Oh, I see.
On Pornhub instead of the people who actually made the Pornhub.
Okay.
They had to go through and delete a lot of videos.
Damn, I wonder if that was a good tactic to make money back then.
I don't know how people make money in the porn industry.
Yeah.
Because it's free.
Yeah, no, seriously. You know?
Like, who pays for that shit?
Well, you never seen, like, the Pornhub paid videos where you can pay for people's videos on Pornhub?
No.
Mm-mm.
Is it, like, a subscription? Is it, like,
you never gone to their profile and then, like, clicked on their profile to see more videos and you scroll down and there's...
That makes sense, though. I mean, that's OnlyFans, right? Isn't that kind of the same structure anyway? So is OnlyFans banned?
No.
To watch OnlyFans, do you have to put in your ID and like verify your age and stuff?
I think so, probably.
So it didn't affect them.
I'd imagine so, because you're like buying porn.
Because that's the thing, is like
an app, right?
On the one hand, I'm like, you can't limit free speech. You know, if people want to take pictures of their dick and put it on the internet, then they should be allowed to. But at the same time, if I don't think that's what they're doing, they're just putting a hurdle in the way. Like now you have to log in to do it. And at that point, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of a...
I like tracking you and stuff.
Well, like the states, I mean, the states have rights to make laws like that.
Yeah.
The federal government doesn't.
Yeah.
The states do. Like the whole TikTok thing, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh.
The whole TikTok thing, that's the federal government saying, okay, we're going to ban TikTok. And I get the reason that they say they're doing it, which is like national security. Oh, the Chinese own it and they're stealing all of our data and tracking people and stuff and getting a bunch of information. It's a national security threat. And that's valid, but also at the same point, like, that's not your job. National security is the federal government's job, but managing speech is not. That's supposed to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So for TikTok, I'm like, no, that's wrong. We need, they shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
But for the Pornhub thing, I'm kind of like, eh, it's the state doing it. And they're not banning it. They're just saying you got to log in. And if you really want to beat off, like, who cares? Log in. Right?
You guys like an email?
Yeah, use the throwaway email. Use your work email.
You don't have to like enter your ID or anything, do you?
That's what I'm imagining.
Like, I don't know. Take a picture of it or something?
Yeah, you have to prove that you're 21. Somehow you have to prove.
You gotta be 21.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I thought it was 18. It was 18 when I was a kid.
Maybe so. And dude, cigarettes are 21 now. I just thought that was like the age.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember for my 18th birthday, I went and bought a Playboy.
Mm-hmm. But now, for my 18th birthday, I bought a bunch of cigars. And I couldn't do that now. You know?
You can't like do anything now.
Mm-mm. You can, except for go to war.
Yeah. You can go die. But you can't smoke cigarettes.
So, I think they should probably leave Pornhub alone. But at the same time, it doesn't affect me and it doesn't offend me as much as the TikTok thing.
Because you use TikTok a lot.
No, I don't. I really don't. But if people want to use TikTok, like, that's a real slippery slope. The federal government saying what websites you can go to.
And, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, why don't we just steal TikTok from China and just make our own TikTok?
So
isn't that like YouTube Shorts and all that?
Well, what they're supposed to be doing, what they've said they're doing is they're requiring TikTok to sell off to an American company.
Oh.
And I'm sure there's American companies that are willing to buy it.
Yeah.
But they just don't want it run by China.
Right.
And if that doesn't happen, then they're going to block it. But yeah, dude, China's been stealing our technology for fucking decades, right?
Yeah.
So why not just... I'm not saying buy it from them. I'm just saying straight up steal it.
Yeah.
Make a copycat website.
Yeah.
Call it TikTok.
Yeah, let's steal all their server information and just like mirror it and then like block the real website. We'll still call it TikTok. They try to sue you and you're like, well...
You're another country.
Yeah, so...
No. Makes me think of Christopher Walken in Seven Psychopaths. Have you seen that?
No.
He's like... He gets to the point where he just doesn't give a fuck anymore and the cop's like... Get down on the ground. And he's like, no. You know, fucking Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Why? Because I don't want to. But I got a gun. I don't care. Well, fuck. Yeah, that's all we have to do. Tell him no.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say no.
I kind of want Trump to be president so he can tell him no.
Oh, dude.
I don't want Biden to
Because he'll be a dick about it.
Yeah. I want Trump to win and then Trump can tell him no. He can make a tweet about it. You know?
China.
I guess they're not tweets anymore. Are they X's or are they tweets?
I don't know. I thought that earlier.
Are they just like little messages now?
Like
little messages.
You don't read tweets anymore because it's not Twitter. It's X. So is that an X? X message?
Maybe. X. It's just what you call it.
Or is it still a tweet?
Read my X.
I don't know.
Wrote an X about my X.
A tweet by a bunch of twits.
Yeah. Tweeting birds.
Do you guys mess with X at all?
No.
No.
If there's videos on it, I'll watch them, but I don't have it on my phone.
I don't even know how to navigate it. I'm old as fuck. I'm a troglodyte. Like, I'm trying to figure out Twitter or X or whatever it is now, and I'm like, I can't fucking, where are the comments? Like, how do I, you know? Like,
is this a post? What is this? Is this an ad? Yeah, I never got into it, man. I remember when it came out, I was like, nope, that's too much fucking bullshit.
Well, the whole thing was like, you could only use like, 25 sentences or something like that, or like 250 characters, and that was a tweet. It was supposed to be like a short little blurb.
Yeah, because I remember people would like do multiple like comments on top of their original post to like keep saying what they're saying, and it would get like out of control.
You just write a book.
Yeah, like that's what Trump would do. He would like reply to himself and like, keep saying stuff.
250 characters is not enough for Trump to express himself.
No, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I never got into it, man. It's a weird thing. And it was all like news stuff, too.
Well, maybe that's what you were getting. Like, they were filtering to you.
Oh, that's how it works. I'm just getting a bunch of news on my tweets.
Oh, yeah. In the box today is Evan Williams, because we're recording this on a Sunday.
Hell yeah.
And that's what we have.
Are we going to review it?
No.
Okay. We'll just tell them that. Go buy some Evan Williams. Keep some shelf whiskey.
You know what's wild? This weekend, I didn't have anything planned. Anything at all. Right?
And you got busy.
Which was wild. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. I didn't have anything planned. And I drank every single day. I drank Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Like, usually it's one day, right?
Yeah.
Like, we record during the week, so I try to skip Friday and then drink Saturday and watch the fights or something, you know? This weekend, not having any plans, that meant every night I was drinking whiskey.
Hell yeah.
You know?
There you go.
So I need to make plans so I don't drink so much.
Did you drink anything cool?
No, just whiskey.
Oh.
Elijah Craig, mostly.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's a good choice.
And then Evan Williams behind that.
Yeah, you got to follow it up with something.
But it's been fun. We had we watched the fights last night. They were all right.
Yeah, yeah, they were good. Some people got fucked up.
Tai Tuivasa lost. That stung a little bit.
So he got humiliated, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that hurt.
He got pounded on the ground. Those fists from the top looked like they hurt a lot.
So did Bam Bam. He got knocked out or whatever.
Barbarena?
Yeah. Yeah, not a good showing for those guys last night. They didn't do too good.
And now we have to wait a long time for the next UFC, right? Because we had so many in a row. Isn't like a month away from UFC 300, and that's the next one.
Oh, and they're already hyping 300, and the card's not. I guess there's three title fights, which is kind of cool, but they're the title fights that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Holly Holm fight again.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I like Holly Holm.
That's in the prelims.
I like Holly
Holm. You gotta make it for the prelims.
Mark Coleman. Coleman's back in the headlines. So, Pride Fighter, back when you weren't getting paid, you were just fighting because you like to beat people up, you know? And then he was over in Japan, Pride, so he's just juiced to the fucking gills. Guy makes a name for himself for, like, creating ground and pound, like, as a style. And he's in the UFC Hall of Fame. He eventually moved to UFC, had some success there until they started, you know, drug testing and stuff. He retired. He was getting old anyway. But yeah, truly a legend of the sport. And I think he kind of had some, like, physical issues, you know, hurt all the
ailments,
time.
Yeah.
Just from living a life that's as a fighter. And, you know, drugs. And I don't mean, like, recreational drugs. I mean, like, steroids and stuff like that. And so he went on this. After he retired, he looked rough. He looked in a bad way. And he kind of did, like, a health inventory and got himself cleaned up, got himself back in shape, started posting stuff on social media again, started making a presence again. And then I guess just recently he was staying over at his parents' house and something, that's what it was. He said he was asleep on the couch. His dog, Hammer, which is cool because he's the Hammer Coleman. Mm-hmm. His dog, Hammer, came and woke him up, and there was a fire inside the house, inside of his parents' house. And so he went and got his parents, carried them out of the house one at a time, kept running back in. After he got both of his parents out, he ran back in to get the dog. And I guess passed out from smoke inhalation, and a firefighter ended up saving him. Maybe that's what I'm imagining. I don't know how they got him back out, but he passed out from smoke inhalation. So he's was fucked up pretty bad, but managed to save both of his parents. The dog did die, which was a bummer.
Ouch, man.
Especially being that the dog's the hero too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Coleman's a fucking hero, dude. He's not only is he a champion and a bad motherfucker, he's like, overcome adversity, and then now he's literally like saving motherfuckers. He's like Spider-Man or something.
Yeah,
that's dude. Cool.
So yeah,
he's props. Recovering well too, right?
Oh, and he woke up. Yeah, he woke up, and that video's fucking, you want to cry, watch that video. When he wakes up, he's like, I'm the luckiest man on earth. I tried to go back in and save Hammer. I tried to save him. And he's crying and stuff, and you're like, dude, this guy's a monster. And he's fucking, so props to Mark Coleman though.
Yeah, dude, stand-up guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, like, vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Gah.
And he was fighting, you know, Vanderlei Silva and fucking Mirko Krokop and those guys.
Yeah.
Like, that was a scary, scary history or, like...
Time frame.
Yeah, for MMA. And he was one of the scariest dudes.
Vanderlei, dude, he was scary.
I don't know if he ever fought Don Fry or not, but... Yeah, Mark Coleman. Check him out. Probably needs some support now.
Yeah.
I doubt he had... You know, he wasn't... He wasn't in, I bet he's okay, but he wasn't in UFC like when they were making millions of dollars and stuff. That's not the time for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's one of the, like, first starting out.
Yeah, but a champion nonetheless. What about this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing? How do we feel? Speaking of fighters.
Well, I hope he goes better than the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight.
I mean,
you know,
yeah, but that's what it is. It's a money grab, right?
I never watched the other fight where Tyson came back and fought, what's his name?
Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, Roy Jones Jr. I never saw that one. How do you look in that fight?
They look kind of old.
Yeah, he looks old. I think he looks better now, but it's hard to tell of like how curated that footage is of him training right now.
Yeah.
Because during the Roy Jones Jr. fight, I was like, yeah, he looks old, but he hadn't been training for as long then, and he hadn't been. You know what I mean? He was still soft Mike Tyson, kind of.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that now he's back to Iron Mike, you know?
Do you think he has low T now?
Mm-hmm. The social media stuff that he's putting out right now is like, holy shit, he's scary.
So it's Mike Tyson. It's not very low T?
It's
It's very high tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, T. Mr. T.
And, Mr. T. Okay.
And I think he's still got the speed. You know he's still got power. You worry about his chin, right?
Yeah.
But dude, nobody could hit Mike Tyson. You can't hit Mike Tyson. He's fucking not there. You know?
Yeah, yeah. He's like John Cena.
And these guys are like badass professional fighters, and they can't hit Mike Tyson. Jake Paul is like not that.
Is this the first boxer he's fought?
No, he fought. Remember, he fought
Tyson Fury. Tommy Fury.
And who won that fight?
Tommy Fury.
Okay.
He was like the same age too, approximately.
Yeah.
That's what's like the only thing I think he has an advantage with is that he's so much younger than Mike Tyson.
Oh, and the other day you and I were talking, and I thought Jake Paul was big. Jake Paul's not that big. No. He's like 5'11".
Yeah.
And you said no, he's only like an inch taller than Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's 5'10".
Oh, okay.
So you were 100% right.
Yeah. I think they're way close to the same. They have to.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, dude, Jake Paul's a big motherfucker, and he's going to have reach on him, and he's going to... No.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the champ can bring it on home.
Dude, that's what the world needs right now. You know?
Yeah.
We need it. We need a win. We need a W.
A real hero story, dude.
Yeah.
What we really need is for 80s rock to come back and wash away all this pussiness.
Yeah, some Trans Ams, some Firebirds and shit.
Yeah. Some leather and metal.
Some Marlboro Reds.
Some motorcycles.
You know, some real straight high tea stuff, like tight leather and long hair and lipstick.
Yeah, flames and shit. Yeah, hell dude, yeah. Heels. High heels.
Well, it's better than guys buying their shorts off Lululemon now.
Is that where you get shorts now?
Lululemon.
Damn it.
Yeah, you haven't been buying Lululemon men's department?
Apparently. Dude, I didn't even know. For the longest time, I thought Lululemon was like a show that little kids watch. Like, I had no idea. And then they're like, everybody's buying this Lululemon shit. And I'm like, really? Is it that popular? The content?
It's clothes, right? Like, that's all it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, Matt? It's just clothes?
It's like urban clothes.
For being outside.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying you buy it.
I'll buy it. Yeah,
you buy it.
Is it expensive?
I need to get some shorts.
It is, right.
That's what everyone says. I saw this one video where this girl said that she bought like $65 Lululemons. But the website asked for her social security number and she gave it to him.
Oh my God. Because
it was cheap Lululemons and she was like 16 and didn't know.
Oh.
And her mom's like drilling her. So you gave a website your social security Lululemons? She's like, yeah. And it's like 2 weeks late. I don't know what happened to him.
Now you got to change your social security number.
Damn. That's rough.
Yeah, dude. So again, I'm fucking old. I was like, I want to look into life insurance, right? Not term life insurance, but like actual life insurance.
Yeah. So if you die, you get money.
Yeah.
Or somebody gets money.
And I think you can pay into it. And then if you've paid into it long enough, you can like take loans against it and stuff.
Oh.
So it's not a savings account, but kind of works or functions like one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can leverage it and you can, you end up leaving like a legacy. So anyway, I was just looking into it. That's all I was doing. And I had to sign into this website, like log in, create a fucking thing and log in so I could look at these different. And then I start getting phone calls, right? And they're like, yeah, you know, we're with this company and we saw you were interested in life insurance and we just need to verify a few things. And I'm like, okay, well, you called me. So I'm not just going to give you like information over the phone. I'll call like once I figure out which one I want, I'll call that company back, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, that's not how we do it. And like three different times in like the first day, three different times they call me and they're like, hey, what's your address? What's your name? What's your all social security number? We're going to check your credit score. Dude, you called me. Like, that's the number one thing. If someone calls you, don't give them anything, you know?
No.
You call them, call the number back so you know what number you're calling.
Yeah. I called somewhere because they like sent me a text message. You have warrants and we're like trying to solve it. So I called them. And they were like, yeah, December 31st, 2022, you got arrested or you didn't get arrested, but you got these tickets for driving with a suspended license. And they wanted my email and my phone number, and my address. I didn't give them any of it, but
it's just a scam.
It was just a scam. And I was like, dude, I think I know where I was. Like, I'd know if I got four tickets on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
They're trying to scam you like, oh, you got drunk on New Year's Eve. And we know that your license was suspended then. So we're going to try to get you for much money. They started texting me from different numbers and stuff. It was weird, bro. There's so many scams out
creepy.
There.
That's creepy. Different numbers.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So yeah, now, dude, I don't know.
So I don't.
Like, I want to do something responsible and sign up for life insurance. And you don't do that on the internet. Like, I don't know where you go, but.
Not the internet.
Yeah, calls. Not the internet.
I remember when my parents got life insurance, they had to like have some dude come over and do all these blood pressure tests on them and stuff.
Ooh, that's...
And like they have to like, so they can like...
See how close you are to death.
Yeah.
We can't let him see the studio when he comes over. He's like, no, yeah, denied.
Or your policy is going to be really expensive.
Yeah. Like, I swear I don't smoke any of these cigarettes. These are all my friends.
Maybe you shouldn't get life insurance, Blake.
Yeah, you know what else I could do? I could just take that money that I was going to spend on life insurance and save it.
Hell yeah.
That's the old way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Put it in that savings account. Spend it when you need it. Like, every day.
I'm going to take a shot. Y'all want to take a shot?
Yeah.
Here, get a...
Oh, man. Here, give me a second.
Here you go.
Uh-huh.
Cheers.
Tink.
Tink.
Old E-dub.
Garage
it's
age.
Good.
Huh?
Yep.
Even though it's cold outside, it's still hot.
It's not cold outside. It's not cold outside.
Yeah, it is. It's like 62.
Yeah, that's nice.
If the sun was out today, it'd have been a night.
Matt's over here in like onesie overalls and fucking sweaters.
Dude, I do not do the cold well, man. You'd be out there in 95 and I'll be just fine, but you'll be like, dude, it's so hot.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I've worked outside my whole life. It's not hot.
It's not cold, though.
Direct sunlight.
Yeah, sunlight helps.
You think?
Yeah.
Get that vitamin D.
It's spring break right now.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Damn. I haven't thought about that.
Didn't all the people in Florida get kicked out?
Dude. Yeah. Florida Beach or Miami Beach.
I think it's Miami. Yeah.
Did a whole fucking like public service announcement commercial about, oh, we're breaking up with spring break. And they're imposing curfews. They're doing like $100 parking. They're checkpoints.
Yeah. DUI checkpoints.
Fucking
dude.
Checkpoints.
That's scary.
And it makes me like, I get it. But what, like, you know, there's companies, there's fucking bars and stuff that are like, really? You're going to fuck with our clients like that? Mm-hmm. You know, this is when we make all of our money. But then everybody else, like, I don't know. Hotels probably make a shitload of money, but they also probably get pretty fucked up. You know?
Remember that one spring break where those two couples, that couple was fucking on the elevator in Florida?
I think that happens every spring break in Florida.
Well, people filmed like these two people fucking in an elevator in spring break in Orlando. So it gets pretty buck wild in Florida. I can imagine like hotels.
Mm.
How many baby mamas are born on spring break?
Damn.
Got to drop out of college, raise that kid.
Dude, that's rough.
You don't remember the daddy's name because you're on spring break?
And dude, I'm just getting old because I know like, what, 25 years ago, I would be like,
fuck yeah.
That's all I want to do is go there for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to be anywhere near any.
Did you ever go to a Padre for a spring break or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't as it was pretty debaucherous. They weren't like, we're canceling spring break, though. They definitely didn't like us being down there.
Dude, I was 16 and I touched a titty.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Spring break at Padre Island's fucking cool.
That's a core memory, dude.
It is. I don't know.
I wouldn't forget that either.
Was it everything you hoped for at the time?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, obviously. I was kind of high on life at the time.
There you go. You know, you had a little bit of sand in your pants, but it was okay. Because you're on the beach. Uh-huh. There's sand there.
Were you skimboarding? Gotcha.
No.
Were you making barbecue sandwiches on the beach?
No, I drove my mom's Lincoln Town car to the beach and then walked up and down the beach.
I'd be touching titties, too, if I drove my mom's Lincoln Town car to the beach. Hell yeah, dude. That's what's up.
Executive series, so it had the extra length, you know.
Oh, nice. Ladies love the extra length.
I don't know, all I did was touch a titty. That's
just one. Damn, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't even just one titty. How often do you just touch one titty?
She just had one titty.
She had two.
You just touched one though.
Yeah,
which one?
I think I went for the cross, so you know,
like both. You brushed both?
No, like, oh, it would have been her right with my right.
Nice. Got a handful, huh?
It was a good time.
That's cool.
I asked. Oh, I asked.
You didn't pay her first?
No. Well, I guess I did. I gave her beads. Dude, that's what I mean.
Oh, it was like that.
Yeah, beads are just their magic.
Dude, that's currency,
I was like, holy shit, bro.
Wampum.
Wampum.
Yeah, dude.
It has inherent value.
Yeah, of course.
You're like, look, dude, for $12, you can get like 100 sets of beads.
Yeah, and you can get chicks to show you their tits.
Mm-hmm.
You can touch them.
I've never been to a Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, that would be kind of
cool.
Have
you ever done that?
I've been to New Orleans, but not during Mardi Gras.
I'd probably throw up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you can drink in the street. You can drink on Bourbon Street, which is fitting. So
yeah,
you got to be careful.
Margaritas. Or what are they, hurricanes there?
Hurricanes, yeah.
What is that? Like Everclear?
Some kind of fruit drink. And like you can go to Pat O'Brien's and get the OG Hurricane and the fancy. I even kept the glass. We did that. But like you buy the glass. But then you go out on the street and you can just go to like a window and they'll sell you the, you know, the like plastic cups that kind of look like an hourglass, a stretched out hourglass. It's those. And you can just buy it and walk up and down Bourbon Street and drink it.
Yeah, there's a, I went to Vegas and they have like a, stuff like that in the casinos where they'll sell you those drinks like that. And I bought one when I was in Vegas.
Yeah, you got to. When in Rome, you know?
Yeah.
What's in a hurricane though? Fruit juice and what?
Rum, probably.
Okay. But it's good. Is it clear rum or spiced rum?
It's sweet. It's a sweet
fruity drink. But it's frozen.
Yeah, but.
Oh, shit. Damn. I bet you get wasted.
Well, the Pat O'Brien's one wasn't frozen. It was.
Straight liquid?
It was liquid with a bunch of ice. But I think you could get them frozen.
Yeah.
But then the ones you buy in the street, they're all frozen. It's those machines.
Oh, okay.
But they can put liquor in them. It's Louisiana.
Yeah. And they'll put like cooking wine on.
Or maybe they do. I don't know. Can you put liquor in a frozen drink? Wouldn't it melt it?
No.
Not any faster than.
Than like boiling water.
If you got the liquor real cold, it wouldn't.
Yeah, you got to get the liquor cold.
Gotcha.
It just won't freeze.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have a spring break like that here. Like, there's a little bit of spring break here, but, you know, Lake Travis.
No, we got South by Southwest, which is worse than spring break.
And ACL.
Yeah, and ACL, bro.
Dude, I try to make it a point not to go into town anyway on those days. Or just on any day, but on those days in particular, it's like, no, you can't. You drive around Austin, yeah. You know? Don't fucking go. Don't go south of, like, 620 and 183. Just stay up north where it's safe.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy. All those festivals are just, like, out of control.
That's what I mean. I don't even want to go to those.
Like, they're not fun.
Were fun when I was younger.
Yeah, we're just old balls now.
Wow.
So, the eclipse is coming in, like, a month or something like that, and it's the...
Did you bring your coat?
Path of Totality. Is running right through Central Texas. Yeah.
Totally.
So the moon, totally. So the moon's going to rule us in a couple months?
A month? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The moon will have totalitarianism over us?
We got to sacrifice children.
Yeah.
All the vampires and werewolves and trolls and stuff, they can all like exist during the day for a little while.
Oh, wouldn't that be kind of cool? They came out and you were like bros with them, like Bigfoot said.
I don't know why Bigfoot's there.
Because he's one of those bros, dude. He's a fucking eclipse bro. With the werewolves and shit. Am I right?
Well, I was talking about stuff that can only exist at night because during the day, the sun kills them. I think Bigfoot can exist.
Yeah. Vampires.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, what about gremlins?
Yeah. They'll get a few hours right in the middle of the day.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, so the path of totality is right through Central Texas. And they're like trying to prepare a state of emergency because there's so many people that are going to be flooding to our part of Texas to watch this eclipse.
Bunch of witches.
They're saying that like it's going to clog up streets. There's not going to be any hotel rooms anywhere in Central Texas. There's everything is going to be packed and fucking shitty.
Damn.
And I'm going to go to some family members' property that's right in the center. And they're saying that like there's going to be people like not my family, but like the news is like if you have property in this path, people are going to like squat. You know, they're going to show up. It doesn't matter if you're like, no, get the fuck out of here. There's going to be too many people trying to be in that path.
Whoa.
So I'm a little bit worried about like that ruining the time, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're going to camp and I bought the glasses and try to film it and do
all that. You better get out there early.
Well, we are.
Stuck in traffic or some
shit. So we're camping. We're going to be out there like 2 days before.
Oh, okay, good.
But yeah, we got like, they're not going to want people on their property. And then that's going to be a whole thing if they're like, get the fuck off our property.
Just put some Tannerite out there.
Yeah. And this is Texas. That's all they need to do. They need to warn everybody that's coming from outside of Texas. Like, bro, you can't just go onto someone's property in Texas.
Yeah.
You
know? That, yeah.
That's not good.
You could always target practice. And they'd be like, oh, shit, there's guns over there. You know?
Stumble onto someone's weed farm, you're going to have a real rude awakening.
Yeah. They'll kick you out of there for sure.
Oh, you witnessed it. They're like, oh, now I know there's a weed farm here, and then you're going to die.
Really? You think weed farmers are that hardcore?
Yeah.
I guess in Texas, because it's still illegal here, so you still
got all those like shoot first, we shoot first, and ask questions later.
Yeah,
meth labs, weed farms.
Damn, you know, I just thought about, you know, how they can fly over and see weed farms. They just use drones now and do it.
Yeah,
that's so lame.
Why?
Fucking because it's just like a little toy, and they're just like spying on you. It's so lame.
I think there should be some kind of. Well, it doesn't matter. I was gonna say, I think there should be some kind of like, look, if it's 100 feet above my property, it's on my property, and I can shoot it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's my property exists below.
And above.
And above.
It'd be fun to shoot one with a shotgun.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it would.
Just lead a little bit.
Not even. They stop.
That's true. It would take it out, too, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It would just wipe out those blades, and it would just fall down.
You can get it mounted.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. You just have a whole room full of them mounted. In, like, different poses on, like, driftwood and stuff.
It's cheap, too. Yeah. Know, compared to getting an animal mounted.
This one's wings got kind of messed up, but still managed to pull it off.
That'd be cool.
It would. Now I want to do that.
You're like, damn, bro, that's a big one. It's got, like, eight fans.
Oh, dude, that'd be a cool thing if they had, like, drone shooting farms where they just raise drones and you go out and shoot drones mm-hmm. at the farm.
Yeah. Yeah, and the number of helicopter blades it's got, that's like the beard of the turkey or the antlers on a deer. You know what I mean? You want more blades.
Yeah. More points. Yeah, I think this is a great business venture. Just got to find some land where we can shoot a bunch of shotguns. And
I think there might be a game about this where you can like have drones like racing a track like they do those drone races.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's just some dude in the middle of the arena with a shotgun blowing them all up. And you got to survive the shotgun and the arena.
They wouldn't survive that shotgun.
Yeah, like that's a shortcut. You can take the shortcut, but you risk getting shot by Bubba over there.
Yeah.
I like it. That's cool. We can make it. We can make it happen.
Yeah.
We just need an investor.
Yeah. Matt, you want to invest in it?
Whiskey no. Whiskers can sponsor.
Venture capital?
No, that's almost as bad as investing in non-alcoholic liquor stores.
Oh, dude. Okay, so I read the article, so I'm going to spoil the fun before we even get into it. It's a temporary store. They're trying to test the viability of a non-alcoholic liquor store.
Which is not going to be good at all.
Which is dumb, because they could have just asked me and been like, hey, we're thinking about opening a non-alcoholic liquor store. And I'd be like, ah, don't do that.
Yeah, dude. You know? What the hell?
You know the one thing that makes liquor stores cool? The fucking alcohol that's there. I would never go there if there was no alcohol there.
Speaking of alcohol, right. Should we take a shot?
Yeah.
Let's take a shot.
Yeah, I don't know how, like, what the fuck do you think is going to happen?
I didn't know they had non-alcoholic liquor.
I think it's just non-alcoholic beverages, their whole thing.
But what? That's like making, so you have like a virgin cocktail bar, basically? Yeah. When you're calling it a non-alcoholic liquor store?
Or like, you know, all the NA or all the like fruit drink, you know, Topo Chicos and stuff. And
you get an old fashioned with no whiskey in it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't you just drink fucking orange juice? Like, this is a non-alcoholic screwdriver. And you're like, that's fucking orange juice.
Right, dude? They just serve orange juice, dude.
But it's cool. I like orange juice, but.
They just have eggnog.
Damn it. Wait, does this have bourbon in it? No, just straight eggnog. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, that's like when Playboy was like, hey, we're not going to show titties anymore. And it's like, all right, we're not going to fucking look anymore.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're not making magazines
what's
anymore.
What's champagne and orange juice again? You get non-alcoholic champagne.
Mimosas.
Mimosa. Yeah, mimosas are good.
The cool thing about mimosas, though, is you're getting lit at 11 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the Bloody Mary secret, too. Yeah. People are like, I love Bloody Mary. Nobody loves Bloody Mary. It's like, you don't see people drinking Bloody Marys like Saturday night.
I'm way happier when I'm drunk around like 11:45 versus not being drunk. And getting some good breakfast too, you know, at like a brunch or
something. Yeah, some Eggs Benedict and
Migas, dude. Migas.
Migas and Bloody Mary.
It's got the tortilla chips in it, you know?
What other businesses could we start that just make no fucking sense? Like, what if you had a McDonald's but you didn't have any beef?
You had like non-beef McDonald's?
Yeah.
I'd be like Chick-fil-A.
Or it's like no meat.
But with no chicken?
Yeah, you just get like bread and shit.
Bread and pickles?
Yeah. And they just deep fry like the batter. She's got like chips of like deep fried batter. It's all salty and like hardcore.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. It must be a...
Well, where are they putting it? In New York, right?
Washington, D.C., I thought.
Yeah,
Washington, D.C.
It's going to have to compete with all the marijuana.
We should open a marijuana dispensary that doesn't sell marijuana.
See, that's only... Like, if they don't sell cigarettes at this non-alcoholic liquor store, I don't know what they're talking about. That's the only way they're going to make money.
Yeah. We make our money in cigarettes.
Well, cigarettes are non-alcoholic, so that counts, right?
What if they sell, like, everything that's non-alcoholic there?
Like pizza?
Yeah, and, like, TVs, refrigerators, cigarettes.
Hey, don't put any alcohol in this refrigerator.
Yeah, there's no alcohol in that. It's alcoholic-free.
Can you buy alcohol on Amazon? Like, can you buy, like...
I think
a pallet of Miller Lite.
I can buy alcohol on Uber. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. I haven't done it yet, but I don't know how that works. I'm going to have to verify my age again,
you gotta
right?
You got to get really drunk.
I've got to take a picture of my
you
dick.
You
got
to get really drunk first.
Dude, you got to be drunk to like get somebody to bring fucking Uber alcohol to your house. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I've been there.
It's like, that's pretty amazing. That's like got to be like a rescue for, you know what I mean? If you're partying, you run out and you're like, dude, it's only five.
Yeah, we did it during Bro Bash one time. We were
no
like,
shit.
We need another keg. How are we going to do this?
And they Ubered it to your house?
No, I called somebody that I knew was sober. Because it was like the middle of the day, you know? I called someone that, and that was another part of the Bro Bash rules is you're not supposed to leave.
Because
we're all drunk.
Yeah.
So I called somebody and was like, dude, there's a bunch of us here and we're all willing to like chip in to pay him, you know?
Yeah.
So I think he got paid like $200 to run errands for us that day.
Yeah.
He like went to one dude's house and got a boot, and then he went and got a keg and a bunch of shit and sodas and like picked up all of our stuff and then brought it over and we all took it out. It was awesome.
Dude, hell yeah.
That's totally worth $100, you know?
Yeah.
Especially split like four ways.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was good. Would do again.
Yeah.
Article. an article I read about a guy that's getting, I guess he like won or placed really well or something in the Iditarod. You know what that is?
Yeah, the dog race. Yeah. Dog sled race.
I thought I used reindeer.
That's a Santa Iditarod.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Satan Iditarod.
Yeah, they have sleds. They're using reindeer.
And horses and dogs.
They don't fly, though. That shit's fake. The reindeer can't fly.
What? They don't use reindeer, then. They use dogs. Are these like shelter dogs?
These are monster wolf dogs. I wish Chris was here because he has monster wolf dogs. But yeah, these are monster wolf dogs.
Do his like pull his sleigh around too?
Santa? No, he uses reindeer.
No, Chris.
No, he uses dogs. I don't think he has a sleigh.
He uses a car.
Okay. Which sucks because the car's faster than dogs just run him over, you know?
Yeah.
Go faster.
They get trampled by car wheels.
get it? No, so guys racing in the Iditarod. Did really well, and then I guess I don't know how, but they found that he had shot a moose and then cleaned it in such a way that was like against the rules. So I'm imagining like he just cut the back straps out or something.
Yeah, or used Dawn.
And then now he's getting points taken away for gutting the moose improperly. And my thought process when I read this is how cool of a sport that part of it is killing and skinning a moose. Like that's in the middle of the game.
And they judge you on how you do it, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, you get scored on it. That's pretty cool.
And that's got to take time, right? How long does the Iditarod last? Is that like a week-long thing?
Dude. Yeah, it's got to be days.
Those guys are hardcore.
You got to eat moose out there, man.
Do they get a gun or a bow? Like, how do you kill a moose?
Maybe he ran it over with
your dogs attack it.
Yeah.
And then you feed the... Well, yeah, dude, cut the back straps out for you and let the dogs eat the rest of the moose carcass and then move on, yeah. Right? For real, like that seems like the right way to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty smart. They'd get all full too, have plenty of food, a lot of moose meat. You think moose tastes good?
Yeah,
I bet it does.
I bet it does.
Especially the backstrap.
It's like a cross between a deer and a cow, right?
Yeah.
It's a deer cow, yeah.
For sure.
Anyway, I just thought that was a cool sport where you get to like hunt a moose and skin it in the middle of the game. Like, can you imagine being in a football game? They're like, oh, we have to kill this moose real quick.
Yeah.
And clean it.
What position would clean it? Would you have a cleaner come out there and do it?
Yeah, you got a pro. There's a dude with a little fucking sharp ass knife.
It's got like weird pads on it and stuff.
He's got chainmail.
Yeah, dude, like a chainmail jersey and gloves.
But the sport's still going on, you know.
Yeah.
So like you're, you know, dodging tackles and stuff,
and like cutting out backstraps and shit.
Cutting out backstraps and fighting dogs.
Yeah, NFL mascot should have a barbecue contest out in the tailgating.
That'd be cool.
You know what I'm saying?
They might catch on fire in the process. Don't you think?
Or the cheerleaders. What about the cheerleaders? Get the cheerleaders to do some grilling?
That'd be kind of cool. I bet they can do it pretty well.
Would that too. Be good camera? Hot girls in skimpy outfits grilling meat? And they're like cheering for football?
Dude, honestly, no.
Should we have a cheerleader barbecue contest?
You want a big fat guy working the barbecue pit. That's what you want. But you could have like cheerleaders there. You know?
Okay.
They're like, no, that fucking Bubba, he got done shooting down the drones and now he's barbecuing. And you're like, fuck yeah, Bubba can barbecue.
Yeah.
They can make the potato salad. How about that? The cheerleaders can make the potato salad.
Yeah, that's fine.
They could probably make good potato salad too, with mustard in it.
And by the way, I'm not being sexist here either, because like I don't want a skinny dude making the barbecue. No, fuck no. I want a fat dude making the barbecue.
Well, what if all the football team cheerleaders, like all the teams, had like a barbecue contest and like it went on through the season?
Oh, and there were like points involved.
There's like points involved.
There's a championship.
Yeah, for all the
showdown.
Yeah, but they have to dress real skimpy and work the grill.
I feel like everybody would be down for that.
Yeah,
like it would probably be good TV.
How bad would it be if the Texas teams lost that? Lost the barbecue contest.
For it's rigged. It's rigged.
It's rigged.
It doesn't even exist yet, and I already think it's rigged. Fucking politics.
Yeah, dude.
Kansas City, fuck you.
They get barbecue sauce and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe you would change up the cheerleader lineup. You'd be like, hot girl, hot girl, hot girl. Really fat, really good cook girl. Hot girl, hot girl.
Hey, it's getting more inclusive. I like
exactly,
it.
Exactly. You know
it's
what I'm good. Saying.
Yeah.
But you have her on the team just so that she can make a mean brisket, you know? She has to drink all that beer while it's cooking, you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely a part of the competition is how much beer you can drink.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, those skinny cheerleaders won't stand a chance. They'll drink half a beer.
And taking be like, vodka shots and shit. Getting all white girl wasted. Stuff.
No, I'm down for this. I think this could be good TV.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you do like a big Super Bowl of barbecue competitions.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they like... slaughter the animal right there during the game and like
gotta skin it. There's a skinner on the team.
And then right? You have to impose some kind of time frame for no reason. Right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah, what's the duration of the game? They gotta process everything and then cook by
the
end.
During the time that you got 4 hours.
How about this? You got
there's timeouts and stuff.
You got 17 hours including a brisket. How about that? And you have to stay up and drink beer the whole time.
And it starts the night before.
Well usually
it starts the night before.
Yeah, usually at a barbecue competition you're there the day before and they're
getting drunk.
It's not that there's no time limit. It's more of just like you have plenty of time. Like yeah. If you want to cook it for 17 hours, you can cook it for 17 hours. You know?
Yeah.
You just have to turn it in at the right time. Because like when you're cooking barbecue at home, there's no time. Every barbecue cook knows this. You're like, people are like, when's it going to be ready? When it's fucking ready. That's when it's, you know, as soon as it's done.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the hard thing about it.
And then you look down at your watch and it's like 7:30 at night. You've been up since like 7:30 the night before cooking this brisket.
And there's people waiting to eat and you're like
Like drunk, you know?
Oh, that's the worst.
And they're just like, yeah, that's how much longer? Somewhere between like 2 and 7 hours. You know?
Yeah, dude. And then it's gotta rest. And then you really piss people off.
Yeah, barbecue's motherfucker. Can't rush it.
It is, dude. You can't rush it. You ruin it. Been there, done that.
Okay. What do we want to get into Boeing?
What exactly happened?
Okay. So
I know like one
thing. Oh, that dude was like, it's suicide. It's not suicide.
And then he died. Well, that's later. So I think a door blew off and that got people's attention.
Uh-huh.
Because that's scary, right?
Yeah.
And then like a landing gear failed.
Oh.
And so they everyone lived, but again, like another malfunction. And then this guy that like got fired from Boeing that was a quality inspection guy. For a long time, like 25 years or some 30 years. And I guess he got fired and he started like being more vocal, I guess, or getting publicity maybe because he's like, look, I've been telling you that the standards are too low. You know,
she's
the inspections
up.
Aren't real. And yeah, he was testifying in some court case. It was supposed to take 3 days. Testified day one, talked to his lawyers, made a plan for the next day, like had everything lined up. There was no indicators that anything was wrong.
Yeah.
And then they found him the next morning, gunshot wound to the head.
Ooh.
Apparent suicide. So Boeing's doing some sketchy shit. You probably want to buy Boeing stock right now because they're not going to let it fail, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to go back up, but it's tanked right now.
Dude, that's not a good image for Boeing.
Y'all want to start an airline business?
Like flying airplanes?
Yeah.
Or building airplanes?
Both.
That sounds more expensive than the drone competition.
Yeah.
But it sounds fun. You can, like, fly places, I guess, if you're into that.
I did see a thing the other day. Guy's trying to get... He, like, created a prototype for a individual... Or, like, a two-seater plane that's supposed to be, like, sub $100,000. So it's supposed to be attainable, you know?
Yeah.
And it's got a cabin, a little bitty cabin, and, like, you know, tires that can land in a backyard or whatever. It can land on, like, less than a football field. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, like, okay, we want to take this to the market. You know, and start getting people personal airplanes. That'd be cool.
You have to get a pilot's license for it?
You would.
Yeah.
But once the commercially available to the regular guy airplane comes out, then all of a sudden you would have to figure out how to make the licenses more attainable too.
Yeah.
More people would be getting them.
Right.
Could you imagine the traffic in air?
There'd be some bad wrecks for
sure. Or drunks.
You know, trying to fly like through people's pot fields and they're shooting down drones and you're trying to fly to work, you know?
taking shotgun blasts and
shit. Yeah, taking shotgun blasts.
Yeah, I can't imagine this little personal two-person airplane can fly very high. So you're flying like right over people's shit.
And you wouldn't want to fly into like commercial airliners and shit.
Yeah, that could be dangerous. You're hitting radio towers and stuff.
Can you eject?
Like, what are those red lights over there?
I don't know. Go check.
I don't think it's a good idea, personally. I think it's hard enough to drive.
But yeah, Boeing's not going to fail, though.
No.
They're not going to let Boeing fail. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of military contracts and shit. No way.
Do you think they're safer military airplanes than they are commercial?
Probably. Or you never know.
Well, it's weird because like the news is like, hey, look, all these planes are death traps, flying death traps. And then the next, at the very end of that article even, or that segment, they're like, oh, and also, by the way, you know, United States air traffic is the safest it's ever been, ever. You know?
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to make its stock go down.
Which is weird. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird. I think last year there were like zero deaths from airplanes, which is like the first time since airplanes have been invented.
Whoa.
So like the standards are there, you know, but they're making a big deal out of these couple of failures.
Yeah.
Where nobody died. But why are they reporting on it?
Probably trying to move that stock price.
You think?
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a plane in like 2015 that got like transported through a portal? That's what everyone said.
Oh, yeah.
What was that flight something?
It was like M327 or something like that. Like
it. Is it the Malaysia?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just disappeared in a portal.
It in the... Remember when you were a kid and you're like, dude, the fucking Bermuda Triangle is going to be a problem one day for me?
Yeah.
Like, and it's never been like... I don't think adults even talked about it.
No. I think it's some bullshit. It pissed me off, dude.
But when I was a kid, I was like, damn, there's like...
There's like people there dead and shit.
Aliens fucking abducting airplanes or something.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Entire ships. I don't know. They just make
quicksand. I definitely thought quicksand was going to be more of a problem.
Yeah.
You know? Ninjas, dude. You don't want to run into ninjas on the street. Like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Don't want to go in any.
No. Well, never seen one. Never seen a ninja anywhere ever. That's because they're so good, you know?
Yeah, they're sneaky.
I think if you lived in like Japan, you might have to deal more with ninjas.
You think?
Because we got to deal with cartel members down here, you know what I'm saying? They got to deal with, like, Yakuza and more ninja-like gangsters.
I don't know if I've ever met a cartel person. What if cartel people aren't? Well, what if
met,
cartel people
met a cartel person.
Ninjas.
You know a cartel person.
You think cartels are training ninjas? I saw this one video where it was like, they're like, this is the cartel. And they were in trucks, like, heavily armored vehicles. And they're, like, throwing gang signs and, like, all their, like, they look like soldiers, but they're cartel members. And they have all these armored, like, military vehicles. And they're a cartel.
I've seen pictures, but I've never seen it.
I'll look up the video for you after.
That's what I'm saying. What if cartel are make-believe, just like fucking ninjas and Vikings and pirates and stuff?
And quicksand?
And quicksand.
No, they have military vehicles, man.
But what if it's like AI generated?
I don't think so.
I just never know. Like AI quicksand?
Yeah, because Vikings aren't real. Never seen a Viking. I've seen people that look like a Viking, but they don't have the horned helmet, so it doesn't count.
Well, they say that's not real either.
The horned helmets?
Yeah.
I think that's a real thing. Like,
I think that's fake. I think it's like the cornucopia.
Dude, it was really there. Y'all be bullshitting if y'all didn't see the cornucopia and the Fruit of the Loom.
Oh, I remember it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Is this one of those Mandela effect things?
Yeah. It was there.
They deleted it, dude.
They deleted it from ever.
Why? Why the cornucopia?
Because Vikings don't have horns on their helmets, dude.
Or underwear.
That's why.
They freeball everywhere.
That makes sense.
And they don't like...
Like the meat of their
enemies.
There's
no fruit in Viking land. You know what I'm saying? No fucking fair.
Gotta make Odin and the Valkyries proud. You know what I'm saying?
They got grapes and fucking oranges.
You gotta drink mead and...
Eat like whales and shit.
And marry like all the slaves that you capture from pillaging.
Yeah. And then they get like...
I think they were just like farmers that were like, you know what? Farming sucks. Let's go take all their shit. I think that's what it was.
You got an idea. Let's make a boat.
No, they're just like, this farming sucks, dude. Let's go take their shit. And they're like, well, how do we get there? And build a fucking boat.
Yeah,
do I have to come up with everything.
Equipment, let's build a boat.
Like Leif Erikson.
What kind of farming were they doing? Marijuana farm?
Yeah.
Cannabis farm. Can't find anybody to buy this shit. California wasn't a thing yet, so
yeah.
That's why they decided to build boats. That's it. The Chinese did that too.
What?
Grew pot.
Vikings.
And they tried selling to the Vikings. And the Vikings were like, no, dude, fuck you. We grow our own pot. Yeah, we grow our own and fucking grew.
I think Asian Vikings are Mongolians, right?
Mongolians, yeah.
I think those were the Asian Vikings.
They grew pot too.
Those the white people that gave them opium, you know what I'm saying? From the...
Yeah, the heck, we have something better.
The East India Company and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Britain,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Started transporting shitloads of opium into
like
China.
Like the smart Vikings that actually like became a civilization.
Yeah, those Vikings.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing it back to us now with fentanyl.
Yep.
It's like the exact same thing.
Yeah.
That's well, crazy. And we didn't do it to them. Fucking UK did it to them. But now exactly. they're targeting us with the fentanyl.
That's why we need to take their TikTok and make it our own thing.
Back to I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think we should cancel TikTok?
No, we just copy TikTok and
that's it.
That's it.
And then straight up rip it off. Same fucking emblem. Yeah. Same audio, like exactly. little blips. Like exactly the same.
Exactly the same. You just copy it. China's like, what'd you do that for? And we're like, well, do something about it, China.
Control C, dude. Just
yeah, control copy.
Yeah. Control C, control V. What are you going to do now?
And then delete the China one.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what we tell everybody to do on their phones.
And then we make it so Chinese people can't VPN onto the U.S. server, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think that's the problem. I don't think it's like spies. I think it's like the company owns the data.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, which the company already has the data. They're just trying to stop the
ownership,
the leak. Like, stop the hemorrhaging of the data.
What's in the data?
I don't know.
I'm just not like people, like military intelligence
agency.
It's like, we don't want all these people having videos of our kids dancing, being crazy.
Yeah, but it's like your phone number, your address, your email, and your list of fears and dreams.
And your social and your credit card numbers and stuff.
I don't know. It is the federal government's job to deal with foreign threats. But it's not the federal government's job to tell you what websites you... And that's the...
Unless it's a threat.
That's the conundrum I'm at.
Yeah.
But it's a threat. I think that's the point.
Yeah, I think they need to not ban TikTok, and people just need to not use TikTok. Use something else.
Like know? Instagram?
Which is owned by Facebook, which is an American company, but still...
YouTube's good, too. Problem. They got a lot of stuff.
Isn't it also owned by Facebook?
No.
That's Google.
Oh, Google. Yeah. Same thing.
You can get to YouTube. You just can't do Pornhub in Texas.
So. Yeah, you can't get to Pornhub from Facebook.
In Texas.
In Texas.
But you can still get to all the other websites, right?
Yeah.
They have it blocked in China, too? Pornhub?
I don't know. You think Chinese... No, I bet they don't have porn.
Dude, we should look up some Chinese porn websites after this.
Yeah, they do. Up. It's just all blurred out. You can't see something.
But that's old. That's the old shit. I bet they've completely blocked it since then. What, you think they got less fucking restrictive since then?
Dude, yeah.
You know? They're like, oh, let's get rid of the blur. No.
The whole screen is a blur.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it.
Let's try to get... Yeah. China's been hiding all their porn websites from us.
What's in Chinese, so it's hard to find.
I don't have those characters on my keyboard.
Yeah, dude. I don't even know where to start with those. You're like, that looks like porn. What do all those things say? It's weird.
What would my Chinese porn name be?
Wang Dong.
Like if you were a Chinese porn star?
Yeah.
Or just your Pornhub like login. Because you got to create a login now. What's your Pornhub login name?
I don't know.
You need to think about it.
Jackie Chan, 99.
Call myself the White Dragon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds intimidating.
Yeah.
I bet somebody's into it.
Let's see. Something. Okay. So guy goes to the doctor. He's having headaches, right?
Oh, no.
And he's like, yo, I got a headache. He takes medicine. Nope, still got a headache. All right, let's start doing some CAT scans or something. And they found tapeworms in his brain.
What?
Apparently, if you get tapeworms, they eventually end up in your brain. Or the larvae ends up in your brain. That's whatever. Who cares? Fucking tapeworms. What weirds me out about it is that supposedly he got it from eating raw bacon.
Ooh.
Now all of a sudden this does affect me. You know what I mean?
You gotta cook that
you
shit.
You eat raw
right?
bacon, bro?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
No way.
What do you mean, no way? You don't eat squiggly bacon?
No, I don't like squiggly bacon. I like crisp bacon.
Oh, yeah, no.
You gotta cook that shit, man.
I like squiggly
it's
bacon.
It's got worms in it, dude. Tapeworms.
That might be a trade.
I bet all the whiskey kills it, so I wouldn't worry about it.
I am saying, the older I get, the crispier I like my bacon. But, dude, I remember being young and being like, oh, that shit's done. Dude, that shit's not even close. Yeah, it's fucking done. Slurp that shit up. It's like spaghetti.
That's hardcore, dude.
So, yeah, you can't even eat fucking squiggly bacon anymore because now you'll get brain worms.
Fucking brain worms. They swim around in there.
That's just what I need, fucking brain worms.
You got brain worms, dude?
I probably already got brain worms.
Yeah. You'd be like the Animorphs people. Remember they got those like animals in their ears?
What?
And like it controlled people, like alien slugs that like controlled your brain?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, anyway, you have.
No, I want to know.
This was Animorphs? So you had animals in your brain?
Yeah. Like the main bad guys in Animorphs were like these slugs that crawled into people's brains and like changed them. And these people that turned into animals would save them, save the people.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never read the Animorphs.
I never did either, but that's...
Oh, how did you know that?
Someone talked about it in middle school.
Oh. I remember those books. They were weird. Just the covers on that shit. And now I'm especially not reading it after synopsis, dude.
Well, I get the gist of it where it's like, oh, look, there's a wolf. And then it's like, boom, now he's a person or whatever, vice versa. Guy can change back and forth. I get it. The picture makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you get rid of the first picture and the last picture and just look at the middle and you're like, what the fuck is that? Dude, what are they doing? This is some fucked up shit. I'm not going to read this.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some kind of weird, like, half human, yeah, half fucking dog person.
Some dolphin motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. You got feet, dude. Not even on the ocean. You're in like a high school locker room. Turn into a fucking dolphin.
Then just flop on the floor.
Yeah, you're going to get the bugs out of my ears now? Like, what? Fucking weirdo.
You're in a high school locker room. Guy changes into a dolphin in front of you. Flops around on the floor and then goes, bro, we got to get those bugs out of your ears.
Yeah, dude. He's like trying to lick your ear like a dog.
Your
something.
Mom's like, so what happened to school today? You're like, dude.
Dude, yeah. Phil turned into a fucking dolphin in football practice.
The slug came out of my ear.
I mean, I got bugs in my ear. Said, you got to get in some fucking water, Phil.
That's fucked up.
And worse, bro.
Why is it always high schoolers saving the world?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's definitely not in real life.
No, we need to tell our high schoolers to step up and save the world.
Turn into animals.
Yeah, turn into animals.
Or Power Rangers.
You know? They already did. They're Furbies or whatever they're called. Furries.
They are animorphs.
We need to tell our high schoolers to step it up and start saving the world, bro.
Dude, the fucking Power Rangers. And they, like, I swear to God, every episode was exactly the same, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh shit, we're just like inline skating to the mall, you know? And then the fucking vacuum cleaner monster is attacking the mall. And they're like, oh no, we're going to fight the vacuum cleaner monster. And then they all get their ass kicked. And they're like, I know, let's change into Power Rangers. So they change into Power Rangers and they kick the vacuum cleaner monster's ass.
Because they have a better vacuum cleaner when they're the Power Ranger dudes.
Yeah. And then Rita's like, and then the monster gets big. And they're like, fuck. So then they call in their dinosaur bros. Mech dinosaur bros.
Yeah, they're mechanical dinosaur bros.
And then they fight the vacuum cleaner monster with all their dinosaur bros. And loot, get their ass kicked again. And then they're like, all right, Megazord time. And then they kick the vacuum cleaner monster's ass.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode.
That's a formula.
And yeah. I swear to God, it's just a guy in a room and he's like, today they're fighting the fucking
tissue box.
tissue monster.
The phone charger.
And my point is, why don't you just fucking jump straight to Megazord, dude? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, they need to go straight there. I think they got to build up.
He's like, I'm the vacuum cleaner monster. Sucks to suck. And you're like, fucking Megazord time. Stomp that bitch. Yeah, all right.
Unplug that hoe.
Oh, yeah. That would be it, too. Like, they're getting their ass kicked. And then, like, the fat, stupid guy, like, runs and trips over the cord and it unplugs.
Yeah. And then Rita's all fucking
We need to bring Power Rangers back.
Dude, Rita's hot,
I could write for the Power Rangers.
I want to be a Power Ranger. Morphin time.
It's morphin time.
You'd be the pink Power Ranger.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Man.
You got red hair, so you're either the red one or the pink one.
I'll do red.
Okay, you're the red Power Ranger.
Oh, and there was a coup in the Power Ranger ranks, too. Remember, the red one was the leader at the beginning, and then at some point the
White Ranger?
The green one takes over, and then the green one became the White Ranger. Yeah.
Damn.
And the red one just got fucking cucked, and like he just got booted.
Damn. Color doesn't matter, I guess.
You know, you think you're the leader of a team of high school
superheroes,
and then someone else comes in and they
take over.
Better at being a Power Ranger.
Well, at first he was an evil Power Ranger. Remember that? Rita made him an evil Power Ranger, and he went to the same high school. She's like, "I need another high schooler from their high school."
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Why do the bad guys always target high schoolers?
I don't know. Because they always save the world, and our high schoolers need to save the world, bro.
Rita was like banging him and stuff.
Didn't she have Madonna titties?
Dude, she's hot, bro. She had the crazy thing on her head.
Oh, she had Madonna titties on her head?
Yeah. I don't know if she had titties. She's like a monster. She's still pretty hot for a monster.
For a monster?
Yeah, 1990s monster.
Dude, I used to watch a show called Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
What the fuck?
And it's like, it was a cartoon that was like, they were all cows. Like, every person was a cow. You know what I mean? So they're like walking around, but they've got like a cow head. or like street, kind of like street sharks, but cows, right? And they had guns, but you know, you couldn't kill people. So they would like shoot these, shoot their guns, and it would shoot a, like a deputy star. So like you shoot somebody and it like catches their shirt and pins them to a wall, you know?
Oh God.
Yeah. Cowboys
and their cow shirts.
Yeah.
Did they drink milk?
I very vaguely remember it. I just remember that's about all I remember.
Dude,
that's
Cowboys of New Mesa, man. That's kind of
let's go out to the woods, trip some shrooms for like a day or two, and come up with
kids shows.
Kids shows, yeah.
Yeah, how do people come up with that stuff?
Street sharks, you remember street sharks? They're like swimming in the asphalt and stuff, and then they jump out. Or biker mice from Mars? Holy shit. Do you remember biker mice from Mars?
No.
Yeah, that was one.
These cow motherfuckers.
Uh-huh. See? The cowboys.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Biker mice from Mars.
Yep. So here's the story. Here's what went down. Mars is full of mice people that are motorcycle riders.
That's cool.
And then
that's really you got into motorcycles, huh?
Huh?
That's why you got into motorcycles?
Yeah, probably so. And then like the monster that's obviously like fan art or something.
Oh, it's not real.
Yeah, like a monster takes over Mars, and then the three biker mice move to...
Like these mofos?
Yeah.
It looks like some WB shit.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got the moon in the background.
I think after Ninja Turtles, they were just like, we need a random fucking animal.
Yeah, dude.
And then that's what...
Like they did with like the band came. Names in the 60s. The Turtles and the Beatles and the fucking... The... Whatever.
And then in the 80s, you do the same thing, but you just add like another word to it.
Yeah.
So it's like...
The Van Halen or like...
Whitesnake. Def Leppard.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin. Tupac.
Tupac.
Right? Yes.
Because you don't want a bunch of fat 40-year-olds saving the world, right? Like, that's lame.
It's like Ghostbusters.
No, you need high schoolers to do it.
Yeah, call.
They don't have any responsibilities. You know, like Stranger Things when, like, the kids are, like, controlling everything. Not controlling everything, but, like, figuring everything out about the lab. And their parents are like, oh, well, you need to do this and being all stupid and shit. But some parents, like, what's her name, knows, and she's going all crazy.
Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
She really is going all crazy?
Yeah.
Is she? She went crazy?
Did you ever see Stranger Things?
I never saw it.
No. Oh, it's such a good show.
I think I fell off. I think I started watching it. The season ended. I think I watched season one.
But high schoolers saved the world.
There's not a single adult that's like, wait, what's going on? What the fuck's going on?
No, it's kids.
They're high school kids?
Yeah.
Bunch of badass kids, but they're trying to go to spring break or something, huh?
Yeah.
That's what Stranger Things should be about. A bunch of badass kids.
Turning into animals?
Yeah. Fucking getting bugs out of people. Sand fucking fleas,
but don't,
man.
Don't turn into a moose because you might get shot.
Yeah.
And gutted. And
fed to the backstraps, yeah.
I wonder if you shoot an animorph, does it turn back into a person after you shoot it?
And dies.
Or does it just stay the animal?
Would that be crazy if you're out there deer hunting and you shoot one and he goes down, you go over there and it's a dead human body? Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a fucking animal.
And you're like, I swear to God, it looked like a deer. That happens, right? Isn't that the story?
You're like, I didn't buy an animal tag this year. Fuck.
It looked like a deer. Bro, yeah. What the fuck do you mean it looked like a deer? It was standing up.
You're like, no, dude. He had like antlers and shit.
You forgot it was deer season, bro.
I'm deer.
And that's the other thing. Every time high schoolers are saving the world, there's not like one bad guy with a gun. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to shoot these high schoolers, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to sneak into this government lab. And it's like, no, because there's one fucking guy up there that's like got a machine gun. He's like, no. That's all it would take.
Put a shirt to say government on it.
Nah, dude, if you're pure evil, you've got to fight people with martial arts. You know what I'm saying? With the evil martial arts.
Like a Darth Vader choke or something?
Yeah.
Maybe
you can't just use guns, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's it. Maybe
you gotta fight them with the dark arts.
There's no more vacuum cleaner monster. You know, that high school is no ninjutsu.
Yeah,
but no ninjutsu.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Alright, guys. Well, Whiskey Mysteries website is up. WhiskeyMysteriesPodcast.com. Web sports shows, links to our Patreon account site, just $1 a month. WhiskeyMysteriesPodcast.com.
/ podcast.
Links to our social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
See you on .com.
Yeah. TikTok.
We'll see you next week.